This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to Atlanta United's training ground as we work our way through the early days of this 2020 training camp for the Stripes. Forwards and wide players, I think this is probably the position group that has changed the least dramatically from 2019 to 2020, but there could be changes in the way Atlanta United approaches their forward and wide player group this year.
Yeah, a lot of it's going to be down to the starting shape, and we saw last year the team, I think day one, the idea was to play 4-3-3. Didn't happen with Franco Escobar's injury. First game, we saw 3-4-3. Morphed into a 4-3-3 about late in the first half of the season. Then it turned into a 3-5-2 by necessity with the players who were available. I think we'll see all of those in 2020, to be perfectly honest. And that's going to affect, is it Joseph Martinez with a partner up top? Is it going to be two forwards? Because you could even see some 4-4-2. Is it going to be Joseph by himself with wide players on either side very high? Or are those players going to tuck in underneath? You're going to see all of the above. The one constant is you're going to see Joseph Martinez a lot this season.
What do you think is a realistic expectation for Joseph as far as goal production is concerned, keeping in mind now he's gone over 30 goals and he nearly broke his own record this year, if not for Carlos Vela. He also had injuries and he also had Copa America to deal with where he missed some time. I get the feeling if Joseph can play 34 MLS matches, going over 30 goals again is not unforeseen.
It's not unforeseen. It's hard to count on. It's hard to expect that level of production again. What I would like to see from Joseph Martinez is something we saw last year happen a good bit, and that's more involvement in build-up play. I think if you're talking about a Joseph Martinez that edges into a potential double-double with double-digit goals and getting close to 10 assists, that would be an amazing addition for this team because you have players around him who can score goals, and I think you need another secondary goal scorer in this team.
We saw Barco take a big jump from year one to year two in MLS. What kind of jump do you expect from Pity Martinez from his rookie season to year two?
Massive. And I think Pity, the expectation should be that double-digit season. I think Pity Martinez, 10 goals, 10 assists, is a good spot to start for him. When you change leagues, you have to recalibrate the way you play. And we saw it early. Pity didn't feel like he was in the same match with his teammates at times. But as the year went on and he understood both the players around him in his own shirt, but also how the other team approached it, you started to see him find his footing a little bit more and be very effective late. I expect him to hit the ground running this season and have a lot to prove this year.
Okay, depth in this position group, because you expect Barco is probably going to the Olympics with Argentina, or at least a good possibility. You still really haven't addressed a backup striker need yet. So how is Atlanta United going to approach this training camp going into the early days of the season with those needs?
Well, in some ways, you have addressed it by not moving on from Tito Villalba just yet. And we don't know what's going to happen there. You know, the reports are out there that he's been shopped, not within the league, but outside the league. Nothing has happened as of yet. It is still silly season. Transfer window is still open all over the world. So anything can happen. But Tito Villalba, as a reserve, he gives you as close to a like for Joseph as you're going to find. I think what you don't have is that bigger option that we had with Romario Williams, with Brandon Vasquez in this roster in the past. I think you could probably use a player like that if you come across the right one, and you're going to have, it appears, a little bit of cap space to work with.
We'll sum it up like this. Same faces, potentially new places for Atlanta United's forwards and wide players. Thanks for joining us, and keep an eye on 92.9thegame.com for more from Atlanta United's training camp.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.